Welcome to the Business Behind the Scene podcast with Francesca Moy, where we talk all about real business problems, real solutions, and getting actual results in your business.
Hello, 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 and welcome to episode number 127 of Business Behind the Scene. Now, today I'm answering a question that I have seen inside of my Facebook group, Workshop Secret for Coaches, and the question was, why do you think most coaches don't make it in business? And I go, wow, what a question. It's incredible because I want to really tell you guys a story here of what happened in the last literally 2.5 or 3 years of this business. It's been crazy, like crazy journey. And I had to reinvent the business. I had to tweak it. I had to, you know, work out what works and what doesn't work anymore because of the changes that's been happening in the world. And for a second then I was like, am I going to continue with this business? Am I going to do it? Like, can I do it? And can I survive the changes? Can I make it through all of this? And there was doubt. There was a little doubt, you know, in my mind, and it wasn't easy to surpass it. And I just wanted to tell you, like, you're not, if you are one of those coaches that struggle in business, you're not the only one, right? And if you're not struggling in business right now, you know that you will eventually. And we always have ups and downs, and it's part of the journey, right? So why some coaches don't make it in business, I truly believe is because what they believe about themselves. So let me tell you a little story. The other day, I was running a 3-day amazing bootcamp to scale for all my clients that have learned how to be fully booked one-on-one, and now they've wanted to move and scale a business one-to-many. They want to start to run retreats, workshops, seminars, programs, online, offline, whatever that is. And so they want to move to groups, and I show them how to do it. But in showing them how to do it, I've got to show them how to use different systems to be able to scale the business with them, right? Because if you continue without having a system in place, everything's going to crumble eventually, right? You got to be organized. You're going to have things. You're going to have procedures. You're going to have all of those things in place. So fascinating enough that I was chatting with them and I said, well, you guys know I've launched the new business, the virtual assistant agency, and we launched it in April, being the first month that we were live for people outside my academy to work with us. And I said my goal was to get 5 clients each month from now until, from April until December. And we are on the 29th of April. How many clients do you think I got in the agency as my first month? And I found it so fascinating, right? Every single one of them said numbers over double my original goal. So everybody said 10, 20, 30. Some people said 8. Some people said, right? I was like, wait a minute. Why nobody of you guessed that I got 5, which was my original goal? And even more, why none of you said 0? Why none of you said 1? Why did you all assume that I didn't just reach my goal, but I doubled my goal? What's going on? Like, some of you think I've tripled and quadrupled the goal. Like, what's going on? Like, no pressure, everybody. And it was fascinating because they all said, well, we know you. You're a machine. You achieve your goals. You don't back off. You got this. You're amazing. You got evidence, the proof that you always make it work. And I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, fascinating, right? You all have a belief about me. The question is, what would happen to your business if you carried the same belief you have about me, about you? What if you believe that every goal that you put yourself, you're going to smash it, you're going to double it, you're going to triple it, quadruple it? What would happen if that was your belief for yourself? Because why do you choose to have a belief like that about me and not about you? Oh, but Francesca, you got evidence. I'm like, listen, I didn't. 7 years ago, I didn't have evidence. I created a new pattern of thoughts that created a different action and attitude that then created a different result. So I just wanted to remind you all, I built this new Francesca. There's an action taken that doubled her goals every single month. It wasn't always there. And in the last 3 years, she also got lost a little bit for a while. She wasn't sure that she had the capacity to do that anymore. So I wanted to remind you guys, it's part of the journey. The ups and downs. But one of the consistent things that I did in my life is I chose to believe, even when it was hard, even when doubt was creeping in, even when I wasn't sure, I still deep down believed. I still knew I was going to figure it out. I still knew I was going to make it happen. It took a little bit longer this time to figure out what to do, and I had to do changes, and I had to accept changes, major changes in the business, and had to let go of things that I thought I had to keep on. And that's when change happened. So honestly, when people ask me, what do you think is the reason why some coaches don't make it in business? Truly, it's because they are coaches, but they're not willing to coach themselves deeply. They're not willing to really work on their mindset. They're just expecting to follow a strategy and boom, it's going to work. If you don't work on your mindset every step of the way, it's not going to happen. I've got a coach that I work on. And you can tell when I don't. Because my brain takes over. So I want to remind you, it's like, what can you do to really have that different belief? I would love you guys to write it down. If you have set yourself a goal. The other day I was chatting with a lady and I said, all right, go ahead. Go and find some clients. You got 40 hours to find some clients so that you can join my academy. Let's do it. And you could tell that there was no belief there that that was going to happen, not in 3 days. Why? Why would you choose to believe that's not going to happen? Why would you choose to fail before you even give it a go? Usually the reason why is to protect ourselves, right? I don't want to set my hope up. I don't want to say that I'm going to do it. And then if I don't do it, then I'm going to be disappointed. So you're going to choose to be disappointed in advance? You're going to choose to not believe so then you're not going to disappoint yourself? Well, you're going to disappoint yourself in advance, right? Fascinating brain of ours. And when I laugh, I'm laughing at our brain, not at her brain, not at her. I'm laughing with her into our brain, because our brain are fascinating. But you gotta be smarter than your brain. You gotta catch that thought of going, how fascinating, I didn't believe that. Why would I choose not to believe that? That is really interesting. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to choose to believe. And honestly, when I look back at that Francesca, she chose to believe even when there was no evidence. Legit, there was no evidence. She chose to believe when there was like evidence. I made $120 in the first 9 months of my business. Like, true story. Nine months, $120. I lived on my savings and I finished all my savings. And that's when I got into gear. I'm going, okay, I better get my shit together because I've got no more money. So I had to wait until it was a disastrous and I had to go back to a job to get my shit together and start to have a successful business. So I want to ask you guys, like, what can you do right now to change that belief? If you're one of those people struggling in business and thinking, like, am I going to do this? Should I give up? Some people tell me, I'm not as passionate as others. I'm like, wait, don't give away the power. It's not that others are more passionate. It's like I was just saying the other day, there was someone that said that to me. They're like, oh, all these people are so passionate, all these people are so this, are so that, I'm not like that. And I'm like, listen, it's like if I say I'm sitting in a chair and everybody else is standing up and I just don't understand, like, why am I sitting in a chair? I want to stand up. And I'm like, well, then stand up. Oh, but I don't know how. I don't know which way should I stand up. Should I stand up this way? Should I stand up that way? I'm like, just figure stand up. And we just sit in this chair like wondering how we should do it or what we should do or if we should do it. And then we're looking at people that are standing and we're like looking up to them and it's like, well, just stand up with them. But I'm afraid to wobble. So what? Wobble your way up. But I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to stand. So just then you're choosing to sit? You don't even want to try? Just stand up of the chair. And it's so simple, right? When someone else tell you about it, it's like, yeah, of course, just stand up from the chair. But listen, what if? That is as simple as that. What if changing your belief is as simple as making a decision? And just backing yourself also when it's hard. there was a time throughout the last 3 years that it was tough, and I wondered for a second, but then deep down there was this big, solid belief that I was not going to go anywhere. I was going to figure it out. I was going to make it work. And oh boy, I have. So just bear with yourself. Just trust. Just change the belief about you. And go with it. What if you knew that you double your business? What if you knew that next month you can double your goal? But some of us don't even have a goal. I had a goal. I was like a dog with a bone. I'm like, I'm getting my 5 clients in April. It's happening. And I didn't just do that. I remember it was on the 26th. And I'm like, I've got 4 more days. And I'm going to be, 3 of those days, I'm going to be in training. I'm going to teach for 3 days in a row. So literally, I only have a day to make this happen. What am I going to do? And I figured out a strategy. I went to do it. I booked calls. I got someone to book a call that same day and I got them in. And then I got another one person that is already a current client. They were like, listen, I might want to have a second one. I'm like, let's do it. And that person was in as well. So I got 10 people. I reached my goal to double. But the other thing is, I also wouldn't have given myself a hard time if I didn't reach 10. Right? I back myself regardless. Like, my goal was 5, and I would have celebrated if I got 5, if I got 6, if I got 10, if I got 8. I would have celebrated if I got 4 if I knew that I did everything I could to reach those 5, and I didn't, right? If I didn't. But you know what? It rarely happens to me because I reach my goal. That's who I am. This is how I roll. So it's just like a matter of having that belief. And sometimes it's a bit of a illusional thing because it's like, really? Like, you didn't do it last month. You didn't do it this month. Like, I know that sometimes it's like, eh. But listen, what if? That's all it takes. What if? I just want to leave you with that thought. It's important for you to understand that it's a choice. Failing or succeeding is a choice. So just make a decision and back yourself because you have got this. All right, my beautiful friends, finally, enjoy. Come along inside of Workshop Secret for Coaches. We do a lot of free content in there. We give a lot of gifts and we coach you and we help you and we support you. And then if you want to work with us further, you can either join our academy or you can get a virtual assistant from us and jump in our agency so that we can help and support you to scale your business. Because we want to see coaches succeed because the world needs us now more than ever. All right, guys, lots of love and go and smash it. Let's go. Double your goals. Hey, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, then you have to come to check out our Facebook group, Workshop Secrets for Coaches. It's a community of over 9,500 coaches that are ready to boom their business by running workshops. They are stuck in one-on-one coaching and they're ready to start to go one-to-many. So if you are one of those coaches, then you have to join us. I look forward to see you there. And hey, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and leave me a review to win a ticket to one of my workshops. I look forward to see you there.